Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. President Biden has launched a wide-ranging personal attack on Donald Trump, describing him as a threat to American democracy. He said his Republican rival's campaign to return to the White House was motivated by vengeance and vindictiveness. Speaking at an event in Arizona, Mr. Biden said extremist Republicans and Donald Trump posed a serious threat to U.S. democratic institutions.
They're pushing a notion the defeated former president expressed when he was in office and believes applies only to him. And this is a dangerous notion. This president is above the law, no limits on power. Trump says the Constitution gave him, quote, the right to do whatever he wants as president, end of quote. I've never heard a president say that in jest.
Meanwhile, legal and tax experts have told Congress that it's premature to impeach President Biden, although most believe that his son Hunter's activities justified further investigation. They were addressing hearings, which are part of a Republican impeachment attempt against the president. The party accuses him of profiting from his son's business ventures while serving as vice president. Republicans have been investigating Hunter Biden for years, as has the Justice Department. Sweden is considering using the military to tackle a surge in gang violence. The Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson said he'd summon the head of the armed forces to discuss ways to help the police. In a televised address, Mr. Kristersson said Sweden was witnessing a wave of crime unlike anything in its history. He pledged to help those who were too scared to go to the police and to prosecute or deport any convicted gang members.
Alla ni ska veta.
All of you should know that we're on the same side. We must hunt the gangs, we must defeat the gangs. They must be locked up for very long prison terms, and if you are a foreign citizen, you must be deported. Serious organised crime and deadly gun violence have increased sharply. They recruit children and train the killers of the future.
American officials have charged a Peruvian man with sending more than 150 fake bomb threats to public buildings across the United States. Eddie Manuel Nunez Santos was detained in Lima on Tuesday. Rory Gallimore reports.
Court documents accuse Mr. Nunez Santos of being driven by vengeance. They allege he'd been posing online as a 15-year-old boy to try to convince teenage girls to hand over explicit pictures. When they refused, prosecutors say he threatened to blow up their schools. The hoaxers warned of imminent explosions. They caused major disruption from Alaska to New York. Synagogues, airports and hospitals were among the targets, leading to evacuations and flight delays. One prosecutor said the charges showed that other countries were not a safe haven to wreak havoc in the US.
You're listening to World News from the BBC. A severe drought in Brazil's Amazon region has prompted the authorities in the city of Manaus to declare a 90-day state of emergency. Manaus is the biggest city in the Amazon. Our America's editor Leonardo Rocha reports.
The local mayor, David Silva, said the level of the river that crosses the city, the Rio Negro, has been dropping by 30 centimetres a day. It's now close to a record low. Water supplies in Manaus and other cities could be affected. Many tributaries of the Rio Negro, which are used as access routes through the tropical jungle, have dried up for the first time in years. The rainy season is due to start in November.
The United States is offering up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest of those behind the assassination of an Ecuadorian presidential candidate. Fernando Villavicencio was shot dead after a rally in Quito last month. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the reward showed Washington's commitment to fighting organized crime. Police in Ecuador detained six Colombian nationals shortly after the murder, but are still searching for other suspects. The FBI is helping the investigation. Police in the central Mexican state of Zacatecas have identified six bodies found outside a small village on Wednesday as those of teenagers who'd been abducted by an armed group. Witnesses say the young men were sleeping outdoors in the early hours of Sunday when members of a criminal gang appeared and took them away. Local media say the gang might have been trying to forcibly recruit the teenagers to their ranks. The Italian football champions Napoli say a social media post featuring their star striker Victor Osimhen was not intended to mock or offend him. The clip on TikTok showed him missing a penalty with a high-pitched voice in English saying, "Gimme penalty, please." It's since been deleted. The player's agent has threatened legal action. BBC News.